Well, it, you know, it, a person, I don't know how you explain it to somebody, but I think about it in the winter months that we're down here all the time. I don't enjoy the canyons in the summer because they're so hot and dry. But the winter months, you have, we have the canyons, when they cool off, they become an icebox, and they don't warm up until you get a south wind or something that blows that cold air out like the valley. But then you get a, but when it does warm up that air, then it's nice. And we expect spring down here by the middle of February, and in that valley, why, it's middle April or first of May.
Yeah.
And the same way in the fall, it's nice right up down these canyons till a lot of times Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
But if a person don't like quiet, they don't want to be down here because that's exactly
well,
what
also,
it is.
Well, also, don't you find that some people are really find the canyon country too awesome? In other words, too big for them. It's kind of scary.
Well, it becomes scary.
Yeah.
People that's used to being near people, talking to people, if they haven't somebody to talk to or hear them, I think they think they're deaf or blind or something because they just stand it, can't stand it. Because I talk to people, they come up here, they're equipped to stay here for 2 weeks here, and they're going to weather the storms, and they're here 3 days, and they're ready to go back to the valley, you know.
Well, just the idea of these huge ridges and these steep ridges and everything, it's, it can make some people, I think, feel frightened by it.
Well, I think
they get lost in it easily.
What's the show on TV, Big Ben, with the big grizzly bear, Grizzly Adams? That's the kind of life you have to visualize this. You're out there with the bear and the wild animal, and you're self-supporting. There's nobody to help you.
Did you ever get lost down here?
I've never been. I recall one time I said I was lost when I was a little kid, but it wasn't because I was lost. It's because I was scared and I saw people I didn't know and I was evading them, so I became lost.
Uh-huh.
They said I was lost.
Oh.
No, I've always been fortunate, I guess, to keep my directions. Don't fog bound, snow bound. A lot of people aren't lose direction, but sun comes up the same place to me, regardless of where I am.
Yeah.
There's only one place that I really ever got turned around, and that's in Spokane. I get turned around up there.
Turn around.
North up there seems to be east to me, or something. But canyon-wise and all these, I don't seem to. I know where I want to go, whether I can get there or not. But a lot of people just get lost very easily.
And I suppose some people worry about the snakes down here.
Oh yes, see.
Or getting rim-rocked or anything.
They, the hunters especially, they, well, the hunters come in here not really realizing the dangers of that exist around here. I mean, the dangers are naturally man-caused dangers, the snakes. You run into a snake not looking for them, or get down in some of this rough country and get rimmed in. Or, but most accidents are man-caused. You cause them yourself.
Yeah.
You cause it to happen. And
well, what about these narrow trails on the sides of the canyon walls and things of that sort? Suicide trail, suicide point across the river?
You visualize, you know they're there if you know the country. And it's kind of like, I guess it'd be kind of like, to me, getting out in these canyons, if I leave in the morning and I want to get home at night, I know pretty well where I'm going to go and what I'm going to do. I know the country pretty well. I don't know the winter condition that time. But anyway, I visualize what I'm going to do that day, like the building contract. I know in the morning what that project's going to look like before I get, what it's going to finish like that night before I do it. In other words, I know if it's a treacherous area, I'm going to be ready for it before I get there. And if I need to walk, or I got to have a horse specially shod for slick weather, I'm going to have it done before I get there. I'm not going to get into the jam and then wonder how to get out of it.
Well, then what do you mean by a treacherous area? What
kind of a...